Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's the story. So I got a call from one of our local pastors, Reverend Raymond Allen at Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, asking if Community Missions wanted to be a beneficiary of a food drive around the playoff game between the Ravens and the Bills. So the backstory to getting that request is that the Christian Temple Church in Cantonsville, Baltimore. It's John Caldwell is the Callaway is the pastor there, and he is the one that issued this challenge from basically the Baltimore area to Buffalo. To Western New York. So the reason he did that is that last year the Ravens were playing Kansas City in the playoffs, and a church in Kansas City contacted him to do like a food drive competition. And so they got a few churches together and entered into that. And it was really helpful, raised awareness about needs for food, food assistance in both cities, and helped restock pantries after sort of that Christmas holiday crush that everybody has. And so when this year came around and the Ravens are playing Buffalo, he knew Reverend Allen from doing some academic work. They were at an institution together a little while ago, and also he has connections within his denomination for the Disciples of Christ with some churches here in Western New York. So he issued the challenge to a couple of individual pastors here, and they began collecting churches and sort of answering that challenge. So it's basically a competition between a number of churches doing food drives between the two cities, and it'll go through Monday through Martin Luther King Day, and they're kind of connecting the promotion of it to the also the day of service for Martin Luther King Day. So they'll, after all the food is collected and the drive ends on Monday, they'll count everything up. And the city that's collected the most items of non-perishable food, so, you know, the most, you know, individual cans and boxes of macaroni or whatever else it is, tuna fish cans, they'll be the one who win the challenge. But all of the donated food will go to food pantries in the local cities that the churches, you know, regularly support. So it's kind of a win-win all around, especially for Buffalo, because we will win. So that's how it's all going to turn out. But it's all nice and friendly, and there's no challenges. There's no smack being talked here. It's just better to accept the reality that the Bills are the best.
So have you guys ever participated in any type of a challenge like this before, or is this the first time?
To my knowledge, in my like 15 years here, I don't remember anything like this. This is the first time I've run into that. Now, there's other people with deeper memories, and maybe something like it has happened, but I think it's a pretty neat idea. I mean, it's every city, you know, every region loves their local, you know, professional sports team, right? You know, they're rabid diehard fans. You know, we have the the Bills Mafia, you know? I mean, it's like, it's we have people that are so dedicated to their city and their professional, you know, sports clubs that it actually kind of makes sense. It's just, there's a lot of civic pride that goes with that. So I think that when the Bills make it into the playoffs next year with another city, I certainly will talk with the local pastors about, you know, let's issue the challenge somewhere else, wherever that ends up, and do it again. Because I think it's a really neat way to put a little bit of meaning to, you know, sports. Some people think it's kind of trivial, sports competitions, but really it's all about community and to bring people together to do some good around it. You know, that's a pretty awesome thing.
So you guys have already started taking in donations for this, correct?
To my knowledge, yes. So we're just the beneficiary here at Community Mission. So the list of churches here in the Falls, it's Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, Bacon Memorial Presbyterian Church, Mount Sinai Baptist Church, and True Bethel Baptist Church are the ones that I know of right now. Some others may have joined, but their collections are underway. I don't know what they've collected yet. So I expect that when we hit the weekend, we'll get more, and the members of the individual churches, I'm sure, will also step up and bring stuff to Sunday worship. Each of them has office hours and collection times that we've put out there on Facebook for people to look at. The one church, Bacon Memorial Presbyterian, they also have just a drop box for it by their office door where they're located at, so people can drop it off anytime. But yeah, to my knowledge, people are, you know, getting things ready, and if they're not already donated, they will be by the weekend, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Now, I love how you were wording this before, that this is, it's a friendly competition, yes. But do you have an end goal, or like a kind of an objective what you want to reach?
An objective we want to reach? Well, I mean, for Community Missions, our objective is always to try and create community community momentum around serving people who are in need. So we're totally, we're like psyched to be able to be the beneficiary for Niagara Falls. You know, there's other pantries and areas, other food distribution points in the city as well. And, you know, we often are sending food back and forth and things like that. So if, you know, we end up getting a ton of stuff and it's more we're going to be able to give out before things expire, we'll move it someplace else to get it out. And it's great to get the community involved in something like that. And if the sporting event can bring people together, that's the kind of stuff that we want to do. Because it's, you know, when you're working to support your neighbors who are struggling, it really does take the entire community to do that. Like, we couldn't do what we do here, offering, you know, food support, crisis housing, mental health services, all of that. We couldn't do that without our volunteer base, without the donations of, you know, financial donations and in-kind donations from the community. So for us as an agency, our goal is to support anything like this that's going to bring people together to try and help people who are in need.
So you were already mentioning places where people can drop off the donations, but out of everything, even not just this specific event, but what are some key food items that you guys really, really need?
Yeah, the kind of things that that we look for in our for our pantry for these kind of donations, when people want to donate actual items, it's shelf-stable items. So it's going to be, you know, canned food that's not expired, like. You know, it doesn't happen often, but it's enough that we do check every can that comes through, right? Because people are like, oh, I'm going to donate all these old cans, and it's a can of ravioli that expired 3 years ago, right? We can't give that out. So it's shelf-stable items that are not expired. You know, canned vegetables, soup, tuna, you know, canned sauces and that sort of thing, canned meats like the tuna or ham or, you know, whatever. So those kind of items. Then dry goods that are shelf stable, like, you know, pasta, rice, you know, some of the pre-prepared kind of like scallop potato kind of things, stuff like that we give out as well. We do try to supplement all of our all of those kind of items that we provide with people, with provide for people who use our pantry, with fresh foods as well, with fresh vegetables and fruits that we get through partnerships with the local grocery stores here. But for the donations that people can bring in, if they want to bring in items, it's those shelf stable items, you know, bags of flour, bags of sugar, coffee, peanut butter, jelly, like those kind of things that people can stock their shelves with. Right, because most of the folks, all the folks who would use our pantry are receiving SNAP benefits. So, you know, through their benefit cards, like they can purchase, that way they can focus on purchasing the fresh items, even though we provide some, it's not enough. You know, they can focus that food money that they have towards those in season, you know, fresh foods that are so crucial to people having a healthy diet. So when people can donate that shelf-stable stuff, then our people who use our pantry don't have to buy that shelf-stable stuff, you know, to keep the pantry stocked.
Now, this is the hardest question I ask everybody. Is there anything that maybe I didn't ask you, or maybe one major takeaway that you want people to know about this?
The one thing I would want people to know about this particular event is that it's an opportunity to come together as a community, right? We all will be sitting around the TV on Sunday, cheering on the Bills, or if they're in, you know, if they're in Baltimore, cheering on the Ravens. And it's a chance to come together for more than just that victory. We can actually have a big win by coming together and working on a food drive like this. And also to remember that this is the weekend where Martin Luther King's Martin Luther King Day is celebrated. And it's become very associated as with being a day of service. So we can bring our team spirit together with that idea of serving the community and serving others, and really have a successful drive, as well as hopefully, and of course, a successful game. So that's mainly what I want people to know when they take away or hear about this story, is that it's a good way to get involved and bring even more good energy out of this great thing with the Bills being in the playoffs.